evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. That's my favorite answer. Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net meets weekly on a frequency of 146.835. The 2 meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. Repeater is located in Pearl River, New York, and serves the New Jersey, New York, and Southern Connecticut areas. The PL is off, but if it was on, it would be 151.4. This net is a little different than other nets in that it's about having a conversation about amateur radio, computers, electronics, telecommunications, and the like. So we hope that you'll join us tonight. Because it also is an opportunity to talk about things you've done, things you aspire to do, and the ever meaningful things you would never want to do again. It's also an opportunity to post for sale, swap, or wanted items, so feel free to do that as well. We also would like you to check in, even if you don't have one of those contributions to make, because it helps us shape the net. We can't shape the net to the audience if we don't know who the audience is, so hopefully you'll check in. We check in the following way. We check in by call sign group, one call sign at a time, and we indicate our call sign, our name, and then we indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And please wait until you're acknowledged before we go on to the next one. So with no further ado, are there any stations whose call signs begin with the letter A? Please call K2BAR. Okay, how about call signs beginning with the letter N? All right, how about call signs beginning with the letter K? All right, call signs beginning with the letter Whiskey. Whoops, sorry about that. Bob, what was your call again? Kilo to Oscar Foxtrot Charlie. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do, sir.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Very nice. Like that call, Bob. That's very cute. Just for some reason, I didn't know that was your call. That's cute. Alrighty. Any other kilos?
It's Tony, K2AMI, with just a comment. No new information except a comment.
Good evening, Tony. So noted. Any other kilos? Alright, how about the ever popular whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WE2UMP in Pearl River, New York. And I do have a question.
Okay, Jim, WA2UMP with a question. So noted. Somebody doubled with Jim and lost. Who is that station?
It's WA2ISC, Bob, and no comments.
Okay, Bob, good evening as well. It's always a pleasure to hear you as well. And let's see, any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, Juliet, Echo Kilo. Don with a comment.
Good evening, Don with a comment. Got you covered. Any other whiskeys? Station again, please. Alright, are there any other stations wishing to check in? Okay, we'll take that as a no. And that's a good thing. Alrighty, so, Tony, with, it is your ball. pardon me, not Tony, I'm sorry. Brain dead. Don, it's your ball. W2JEK, K2BAR.
K2BAR in the net, W2JEK, good evening, everybody. Yeah. Well, Barrow will be running a VE test session tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and that will be at the Township of Washington Borough Hall Senior Center, 350 Hudson Avenue, which is part of the senior complex, which is part of the Borough Hall there next to the police station. Across the street from the strip mall there on Back Road. As I said, the time will be 7 o'clock. Test fee is still $15. If you're coming, you need either your Social Security number or if you have a license already, FRN number. And also, you also have a license, your license and a copy of that license will be required. Bring a calculator, that's fine. The memory must be empty. Other devices such as cell phones, iPods, etc., cannot be used as calculators. Back to net, W2JEK.
All right, very good. Anybody have any questions for Donna regarding licensing of the upcoming test session? Don, do you have anything you want to add?
No, not at this time. Back to net, W2JEK. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Much obliged. Tony, K2MI, K2BAR, your ball. No comment.
Good evening, all. It's K2MI, Tony. I hope I'm making the repeater well. But again, this coming Sunday at noontime, there will be a massive... Hopefully a massive hunter is looking for a fox. It's the fox hunt, Barrow's Fox Hunt Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 23rd. We all meet at the Westwood Junior Senior High School parking lot, and the fox will be eaten someplace. You have to try to find him. So please join us after the fox hunt. We invariably indulge in some pizza and soda. So come on down and have some fun Sunday afternoon. One other comment I'd like to make in it is I was dialing around the bands today, and I thought my antenna was disconnected. Apparently, there's been a very large coronal mass and a discharge of radiation from the sun, and it's wiped out the bands. And it started today, the 20th, and will continue tomorrow, the 21st. So watch out for it. Your antennas are okay. It's the... coronal mass, which is electrostatic charges, I guess, that are screwing up everything. Back to net.
Yeah, nothing's worse than a CME, the spoil propagation. Anybody have any thoughts on that for Tony? The rest of the net?
JEK.
Go ahead, Don.
I know it's pretty poor conditions this afternoon at 1950 Zulu. That's three o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock, whatever. I did hear an Italian station on, but he couldn't hear me because I was running 5 watts. So, and it was a KH6RF mobile on 30 meters, but he was down in the W4 area, not Hawaii. And he had a contact with a guy, then he went off, he happened to him, but didn't have a contact with him either. But the only stations I heard, so I understand what you're talking about, the coronal mass. Back to net, W2JEK.
Okay. Yeah, coronal mass ejection is a badass thing. Alrighty, very good. Thank you, Don. Interesting. Anybody else?
K2BAR.
Okay. Anybody have any additional check-ins for that?
K2BAR. K2TRW, late check-in.
None of the above.
Yeah. Good evening, Kai. By the way, guys, to reference tomorrow, the Fairlawn meeting will be a presentation on cybersecurity presented by Matt Rifle, K2NUD, and it will be at the Senior Citizens Center, not the Community Center. So the club will not be meeting at the community center as is normal. We'll be meeting at the senior center where we have the Christmas party, among other things. Alrighty, let's see. I guess, Jim, you had a question. WA2UMB, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2UMB. Yeah, thanks, Gordon. Next weekend is my birthday, and I will be receiving a new Yagi antenna. After studying up more than I should have, I will be receiving the M-squared. It's 11-element Yagi, very well constructed, and it's end-mounted. I reviewed all the literature on advantages and disadvantages and decided to go with this construction. And it looks like it's a very well-constructed antenna. I'll be setting this up in Sussex County, where you need something good to work the repeaters, because it's kind of a remote location. But my question is, should I bother to put a lightning arrestor on that antenna? Back to net control.
Well, it depends. It's never a bad thing to do. And if you can keep your line between your antenna and your lightning rod fairly vertical with respect to each other, not a lot of, sharp edges or a lot of lateral movements in general, yeah, I think that would make good sense.
See, my hesitation in using one, and I saw some pictures of how it might be done. It would involve grounding the mast, and since it's an end-mounted antenna, I can use a metal pole, so that's not hard. But it would involve another connector. You go in and out of with coax out of the lightning arrestor, and it would seem like there would be some attenuation over those two connections. And you've introduced a possible point of failure with that connection. Am I worrying about nothing? Back to net control.
Yeah, it depends on what your experience has shown in that site. So if you can get away with it, then do it out. If you would feel better and more protected by having it, go ahead and have it. You're not going to lose that much, even at 450.
Okay, I may set it up and maybe I'll put it in later. I can always ground the pole. That's fairly easy to do. My setup will be, below the Yagi, of course, is the rotor, and below the rotor will be an FM antenna, and the FM antenna doesn't rotate. Of course, it just points toward Manhattan, which would be 40 miles away. And I prefer not to use a guy wires, so I imagine I would put the total height would be about 8 foot, say 3 foot above the house, about a couple foot above the house for the rotor, and then a 5 foot pole. Do you think that mechanical construction I can get away without guy wire with 8 foot above the house? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think for that height, you can probably get away without a lightning arrestor, too.
Okay. I'll try it out and see how it goes and keep everybody posted.
One thing you could do is put a J-pole up, strap it to the pole so it's bonded to the pole, and then ground the pole and be done with it. You know, that way the antenna is all at DC.
You mean for the second antenna? I'm going to put up more than one other antenna. One of them will be a dual band, vertical. You're recommending a J-pole? Go ahead.
Yeah, what is it? Arrow makes a 2-meter 440 J-pole. And that'll be the top thing on your mast. So, yeah, I mean, conceivably, if you bolt it to your mast and have clean metal there, and then to bring the pole down and have a ground rod right there. I mean, yeah, everything's going to be, you know, straight down in the ground, and the part of the antenna that's the lightning rod, if you will, is going to be all, you know, nice, neat, grounded, and tidy. The other antennas, you know, you may be inclined to disconnect them anyway when you're not using them or when you're not home. So, you know, what's the harm, you know?
If I put the J-pole on top of the, above the Yagi, it's going to rotate, which is a bit awkward, don't you think?
So?
I don't know. I guess I could do that. I was planning on just putting it in another part of the house at some sacrifice of height.
I never sacrifice height. I'm just thinking that just, you know, simplify the thing. Just FYI, I have a G7144, which is not a grounded antenna. I don't think it is anyway. And it's, what do you call it? It's on the top of a mast that rotates. 20-odd feet of mast, actually, rotates. So even my Omni vertical rotates.
Okay, and this holds up to, in a small hurricane. Go ahead.
Been up for 25 years.
All right, very good. And the G7144, that's a 2-meter antenna. What type of pattern comes out of that? I know it's not designed for 440, but you must have tried it on 440. What type of pattern comes out at, and how good or bad is it at 440?
I honestly don't know. It doesn't work all that well at 440, though.
Okay. And but you've tried it and got subpar performance, it sounds like.
Well, by virtue of the fact it's so bloody high and a wet noodle radiating at that height, you know, is helpful, it's fine, but the SWR is a little crazy.
Okay, interesting. All right, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. But, you know, I'm just thinking you take an arrow antenna and some bare metal, you know, like 2-inch mast and 2-inch OD mast, and away you go, and it'll be quite the antenna structure. All right, anybody else have any comments for Jim on this?
W2JEK, how about disconnecting equipment, number one, and also some kind of lightning protection on the control leads for the rotor, over.
It's a good idea. I must say I don't have protection on either of my rotators, on either of the two towers I have, nor the rotatable mast that's in my shack that comes through the roof. But it's not a bad idea. I've basically gotten away with it because I bond everything to ground. All right, anybody else? Okay, Jim, anything you want to add?
No, that sounds good. And I'm a little hesitant to put up the Leaning Tower of Pisa by mounting one on top of, antenna on top of the other. I already have the FM antenna below the rotor, and the 11-element Yagi's 4.5 pounds. It's not exactly a tiny antenna. And since it's end-mounted, as we've talked about before, it's not real balanced, you know what I mean? So that does tend to, you know, make it a little less stable. A little hesitant to try putting another antenna above that yet. But we'll see. Maybe once I put the structure up, it'll be less of a stretch to just add to it. WA2UMP, back to net control.
Okay, well, that's prudent. I mean, you know, the old story, your mileage may vary. The Arrow antenna is pretty light, though. I'll give you another thought, Jim, just because you're you. Put both masts up and put two Harrow antennas up, one on each mast. That way you have options for antennas.
Say that again?
If you have two masts, one rotating and one not, put an Harrow antenna on both of them. That way you have options.
Okay, well, there will be another mast, and that will be dedicated to the Elk Log Periodic, which is actually quite a good compact antenna. I've had get some very good reports with it, and it does work well with the two bands. It doesn't have a terribly high gain, but it works surprisingly well, and I get out very well with it. So that will be dedicated to the other side of the house, which I'll eventually put up. Could I put something above it? Something to consider.
Always. All righty, anybody else with comments on this? All righty, let's see. We've got Tony's comment, we got Don's comment, we got your question, Jim. I've made a comment about the thermal and radio clip tomorrow night. Anything else for the net? Any late check-ins? All right, any last comments from anybody?
So what's with the packets we hear there?
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. It's a really good question, isn't it? I'm not sure. It might be coming from this radio, but because I've got APRS going and I want to key up, but sometimes it gets confused as to which RF head or which part of the RF head to use. That's what I think is going on. But is it only happening just before I key up?
Sounds like it, yeah, and it does sound like APRS, kind of like the old modems.
Right. Right, I'm thinking it's me when I've got 144.39 on the other side, so that could be what you hear either. So I'm transmitting it and it's getting confused to which RF head, which frequency to use, or it's starting to receive it and you're catching a little bit of it on my transmit. Not quite clear. Alrighty, well, there you go. Good question. Anybody else?
One final comment. Maybe Kai could tell us a little bit about it. Kinect Systems has a dual-band DMR radio that's going to be released soon. And if you're thinking of getting into DMR, that might be a good radio to get into this digital mode with, since it has both bands. Kai, would you like to talk a little bit about that?
To TTT off of clear.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TTT, W2SE.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.